有无神论者。然后这一切都起源于我来到 King Academy 一个基督教学校。然后第一次在黑伯克听到神的时候，我开始感觉，觉得神不是真的，可是之后我就慢慢相信了。然后我就感觉到上帝的存在和同在。你可能看不见上帝，但如果你相信他的话，圣灵就在你里面。然后神是三位一体的，神、耶稣和圣灵。而我第一个相信神的动作，我想应该是收集一些我喜欢的歌，就听到什么就收集什么。虽然到现在我还在收集它。然后呢，无论如何，我认为我开始相信上帝的原因，是因为我的 guardian Terry 阿姨，还有我的 Bible 老师 Mrs. Davis。然后我将在后面就再讲这个关于他的事。还有《哥林多前书》5:7讲，我们靠信心生活，不是靠视而不见。然后上帝在我们身边，没有什么能阻止我们相信他的，除非是违背他的事。还有人们可以说上帝自私，但是不，上帝并不自私。他甚至牺牲了自己的儿子，在十字架上为我们的罪而死。如果你想要知道更多有关于一些人如何相信耶稣的话，我可以建议你去找 The Primer， 他是一个基督教的说唱歌手。所以我在英语课的时候有一个美国英雄报告，我老师又建议我做，我选他，所以我就选择他作为我的英雄。当我开始搜查关于他的资料的时候，我就感觉非常惊讶，神怎么就让一个人就相信他？然后他的故事激励了我，然后我的信仰也因为他变得更强大了。此外，这是我认为受洗的意义。第一，这是我在基督里的新生。第二，我愿意放弃我的生命给上帝，让他掌管我的生命。三，我要在这里向全世界宣告，我现在已经属于神了。还有，当我在悲伤、快乐、紧张、愤怒的时，上帝永远与我在一起。然后突然这学期我的课程突然改变了，这让我感觉很伤心很伤心。然后我不再是我圣经老师的学生了，然后我的老师是一个非常好和很鼓励的老师。然后之后我开始觉得是上帝的计划，也许他的计划对我来说有好处，只是我不知道而已。然后来佩神说过，脆弱的时候是上帝要展现他的大能。从这经验我注意到了我有多弱。然后来佩神说过，我不是因为我很强才是个基督徒，而是因为我很脆弱，需要一个救赎。不过我现在还是在就在想他的计划。不过我只知道一件事，相信上帝，然后还有不要随着自己的心情走，而是要跟随神的话语走。还有 FLOV 完全依靠神，不要担心，他接受也已经为你计划好你未来的计划，只要照着走就好了。还有如果你们想要带领一些人，像家人啊、亲戚啊什么来到基督的话，我觉得最好的方法是跟他们讲，最好的方法是他们证明你因为神而改变了， 并向他们解释说神多么的神那么的仁慈，关心和爱所有人。我很高兴我有机会去听解开你认识上帝，还有我所有优秀的老师，还有这一系列有趣的事实。所以 Michelle 这个名字原本是 Michelle 的华语女士形式，从希伯来语字 Michael 意味谁像上帝，他现在广泛用于英文以及法语国家。还有我非常感谢上帝带我来到这个教会，然后谢谢教会的各位让我感到不再孤独。还有谢谢你听我见证，希望你喜欢。And when I start hearing about God in my Bible class, at first I don't believe in Him, and then like, suddenly I start believing in Him. So I start to feel that God really exists, and I begin to feel His presence. And you may not see God, but the Holy Spirit lives in you if you believe in Him. Also, God is three in one, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.My first action when I believe in God, I think, is that I collected some Christian songs that I heard, like they're pretty good, even though I'm still collecting it. So anyway, I think the reason that I start to believe in God is because of my guardian, Aunt Terry, and my Bible teacher, Mrs. Davis, and I will talk more about her later. Also, 2 Corinthians 5-7 says, we live by faith, not by sight.With God on our side, nothing can ever stop us believing in Him unless it's something against Him. And people may say that God is selfish, but because we can only worship Him. But no, God is not selfish. He sacrificed His own Son to die for our sins on the cross. If you want to know more about how some people came to Christ, I would suggest you to go to the prolifer more, a Christian rapper. So I had an American Hero project in English class. I chose Lil Cray as my hero because first is my teacher who suggested me. Then like when I started researching about him, like I was like so amazed by how God could let people like who are willing to like believe in him. And his story inspired me a lot, and my faith did grow stronger by knowing his story. Also, this is what I think it means to be baptized. First, new birth in Christ. And second, I am willing to give up my life to God and let Him plan my life. And third, I am to declare to the whole world that I now belong to God.Yeah, so God is with me all the time, and when I'm sad, happy, nervous, or angry. And then my schedule got changed once this semester. I was kind of upset and mad of the change because like, I was no longer my Bible teacher's student. Because my Bible teacher is a really nice and encouraging teacher, so I'm really upset. And like, I started to think it's probably God's plan. So, yeah. But it's good. Okay, so like moments of weakness are opportunities for God to show Himself strong. And from this experience, I noticed that how weak I am without God, and I need God to help me. So, like I said, I'm not a Christian because I'm strong and have it all together. I'm a Christian because I'm weak and I admit that I need a Savior. And now I'm still figuring out what's God's plan, but I only know one thing.Believe in Him. And FROG, fully rely on God. Don't worry, He's got your back and future plan. You just gotta follow. Also, if you guys ever want to lead people to Christ, I said, your parents, friends, or relatives. I suggest that you should, like, the best way to lead them to Christ, like, show them that you change and, like, how merciful, caring, and loves, like, how God loves all people. And I'm really glad that I have the opportunity to go to Kings and know God and all my wonderful teachers. And here's a fun fact. Michelle is a given name of originally the French feminine form of Michelle from the Hebrew name Michael, meaning who is like God, is now extensively used in English-speaking as well as French-speaking countries. And so I'm really glad that God brought me to this church, and thank you for every one of you in this church. You guys make me feel not that lonely. And yeah, thank you for listening to my testimony. I hope you like it. Thank you.